Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. Life is but a vapor. My wife lost a cousin last week who was younger than she is. It is always hard. Revelations 21:4 says, there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order has passed. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither grieving nor clamor, neither shall there be disease. None of us knows how much longer we have personally on this earth. We can keep putting off this inner feeling to surrender ourselves completely to Christ and the work we are supposed to be doing. But all of us know we're only passing through. The Bible says, only what is done for Christ will live and the rest will be lost. Our life is so short. Even if you live for 80 or 90 years, my mom just turned 97 this month. What is your life? James 4:14 says, but you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Your life is like a mist, a vapor, a puff of smoke. You can see it. It appears for a short time and then it goes away. James 4:17 says, to him therefore who knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. We are all but a mist, and we are accountable. But if the Lord is willing, we still may have time to show his loving kindness and goodness and share his love with others. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Then God directs us. And when you consecrate yourself to God, when you repent and turn from your old ways, when we begin to say and do what he wants you to do, eternity shows itself in your life through your love for God and love for your neighbor. It's never been about us. We're not in control. I think we all see that, but I don't think that alone changes us. And I don't know why. This is not a game. This is not about a denomination or a building or a specific church. We'll all stand before God and give an account of what we've done with our time, treasure, talents, and tongue. We each will give an account. If we accept Christ but build on the flesh, we may still go to heaven, but the flesh part of our lives will be burned up. But if we build on the Spirit, it will go with us, and the crowns of his promises will be waiting. We are all in a staging ground, a precursor to eternity. Every day he gives us the right to choose again who and what we will serve. 1 Corinthians 15:54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall it be brought to pass that saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Christ's death bought us that victory for all eternity. This is not a story of doom and gloom, but a story of hope and peace and trust in eternity with God. This is not fiction, and it's not hype. Hebrews 9:27 says, we are appointed once to die, and then the judgment. There will be no reprieve. He is calling each of us in the midst of this craziness to say, trust me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And when we come unto him, we shall find rest unto our souls. Matthew 11:28. Will you surrender that other part to God today? Will you dedicate or rededicate your life right now? He will forgive you and wash you with his blood that was shed for all of us over 2,000 years ago, and everything will change on the inside. A new life will begin under his direction. God will take control, and a new awakening will light the path of your life, the path of your walk. He says in Isaiah 55, for my thoughts are not yours, neither are your ways my ways. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Take stock of your life. Give up everything you have leaned on in the past, and the remainder of your days will be about eternity, starting at home with family, children, and grandchildren. Lord, come have your way in my life. I want to be like Jesus. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. John 12:26 says, if anyone serves me, he must follow me. For where I am, there will be my servant also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. Finally, if you're not sure of your salvation or you need to rededicate your life, pray. Lord, forgive me of my sins and my past. I believe you died for me and have prepared a place in heaven for me. Change me. Be my Lord and the director of my life. Don't keep it to yourself. Pick up the phone, call me. I'll pray with you. Or send me your prayer request and I'll put it before our prayer team. Let your second prayer be for your unsaved loved ones. I pray that you make this a Jesus-filled day.